Welcome to In Body We Trust, where we explore how trusting the wisdom of the body can lead to greater evolution, expansion, and empowerment. This is a place you can come to listen, learn, and see how cultivating safety and trust within can help you become the unstoppable human you were born to be. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant. I'm so glad that you are here, and welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode one, the very, very first episode of In Body We Trust. Thank you so much for being here. I'm honestly so excited. This is such a big moment for me because I've been thinking and dreaming of putting this podcast out into the world for far too long. And finally, I decided to follow my own advice and do the damn thing that I knew in my gut I needed to do, which at the core is what this podcast is all about. It's about trusting your gut, your intuition, also trusting the wisdom of your body to guide you in healing, in reconnecting to inner safety, so that you can step into your gifts and into this expansive leadership. The name In Body We Trust comes from just that, trusting yourself, not relying solely on what the mind says, on intellectualizing everything, but trusting that the body knows. I really believe that in reconnecting to our being, coming back into presence with our breath, connecting to the wisdom of the sensations and the feelings within, that through that we rebuild trust in ourselves. And then we get to be in the driver's seat of our life rather than feeling like we have no control or feeling like everything is being run by these unconscious patterns or by the cycles of our own experiences and of what's passed down through our family. I really believe that we are here with a desire and gifts to bring out into the world. But in order to step into these gifts and to step into this embodied leadership that we know deep in our bones we are made for, we have to feel safe to do that. We have to be able to really listen and deeply trust. And I feel so, so passionately about this, about trusting the guidance of our being. I spent so many years living my life for everybody else and not just being a people pleaser, but trying so, so hard to be this version of Caitlin that other people saw in me, essentially trying to live up to other people's projections. I got really caught up in the ideas that others had for who I should be or the work I should do or what my gifts meant, what my strengths were. And I really let it distract me and honestly hold me back from listening to my gut, from speaking for myself, from actually doing the things that I wanted to do, from listening to the unique gifts and the desires that were mine. And I've had more than one line in the sand moment with this. But honestly, I can be a slow learner. So it took a few life lessons, maybe more to come, still counting, to really get me to the place that I was fed up with ignoring my intuition and outsourcing my power and my authority. I've done a lot of things, especially gotten into jobs or into positions that went against my intuition so that I could make somebody else feel comfortable or fit myself into a box that somebody else created for me. Going against my desires so that I could make somebody else proud or with the promise of making money or so I could seem cool, sadly. If you're ready to trust yourself and the wisdom of your body, this is for you. Head over to www.inbodywetrust.com and check out my signature course, Reconnected. It's the ultimate guide to help you cultivate safety and trust in your body, to expand your capacity and presence in the world, and become the unstoppable human you were born to be. That's www.inbodywetrust.com to get started.
And for a special listener discount, use the code PODCAST at checkout. Okay, let's get back to the show.
And honestly, I wanted to be a life coach like 7 years ago, and I didn't follow that nudge because I had friends that thought that life coaches were so lame. And even today, there's times that I've found myself not wanting to use the word coach because, oh my goodness, somebody told me forever ago that that wasn't cool. It's just so interesting how these things stick with us, right? So I did a lot of things in the name of validation outside of myself rather than following my own knowing. And it cost me a lot, mostly time and money. And I've spent a lot of time in talk therapy, recovering from my people-pleasing tendencies and trying to figure out, why don't I trust myself? Why didn't I trust myself? And while many of those sessions were deeply supportive, I got to this point that more than one therapist pointed out how incredibly self-aware I was. And so they weren't really sure why. They weren't really sure why I was there. And yes, self-awareness is one of my superpowers. But what none of us addressed or what we weren't talking about was that that awareness at times was a roadblock because I was living in my head. I was thinking about all of the things that were standing in my way, and I was completely disconnected from my body. I was very numb to the way that my intuition was speaking to me. I was unsure if my gut feelings were guidance or stomach problems. And I continued to get stuck in my own stress response, my embodied patterns, if you will. And they kept me stuck and afraid and procrastinating and doubting. Fast forward to early 2019, I was having my own pre-pandemic meltdown. I was going through a divorce. I had a young child. I realized that I was in yet another career that I didn't feel passionate about because once again, I didn't trust myself to do something that I really longed to do. I did something to survive, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it just stopped working for me. And what I wasn't seeing was that I kept following this path of survival. And I was doing the things that my brain kept telling me would keep me safe. But they actually went against what I wanted deeply in my soul. Because what I wanted was to step into something new, was to do something that I had never done before, to listen to my own desires rather than trying to do what my family thought I should do or what society taught me that I should do. So this time around, I tried something different. Which, spoiler alert, is the literal key to disrupting your patterns. Do the opposite of what you normally do. I started going to a psychosomatic coach. I experienced the amazing and intense and mind-blowing power of somatic healing and breath work. I learned about the nervous system and how shit that happened to me when I was 5 years old was still informing the way that I moved through the world. It was informing my patterns. And needless to say, this information was life-changing and I was hooked. I dove deep into breath work for my own healing. I experienced breakthroughs and shifts in my patterns, shifts in the way that I was showing up that I didn't even think was possible. And so because of that, I was just so in love with the way that I was feeling, even when it was scary. And so I dove headfirst into studying all things somatics, energetics, nervous system health, and most recently, human design. I'm a 5-1 peer generator. So if you know anything about human design, you know that that means I love learning. I want all the information. I am here to know my shit, be an expert. And also as a generator, when I'm really excited about something, when I'm lit up, there's like this endless amount of energy to move towards it and to pursue it. And that's honestly everything that I felt in my body when I started this journey, which I know now those were all cues that I was in alignment, that I was following my own strategy and authority. So now, many coaching, healing, facilitation certifications later, I'm here to guide you back to your own body wisdom and into new levels of freedom and expansion. To help you move away from fear, back to connection and safety within yourself, within your body. I love helping people that have tried all of the things and still feel stuck and are incredibly frustrated by that, because that was me. People that are tired of their fear keeping them from trusting their intuition, their fear keeping them from fully stepping into their leadership and being unstoppable in the sense of running towards the things that they know they're meant to be, being the leader that they know that they're here to be, making an impact. I help them stop chasing the shiny objects, looking to everyone and everything outside of themselves for a solution, and reconnect to their truth through supporting and healing their nervous system in the name of safe expansion. And safety doesn't always mean like being coddled or like, oh, we can't do hard things because we have to stay safe. There's this sweet spot between knowing where our boundaries and where our edges are and also leaning into them so that we can expand and we can change the way we're doing things. And this is what allows you to trust yourself, trust your desires, hear your intuition, heal your triggers, support your nervous system, and step into your calling. Being disembodied and living in the mind, always on overdrive, overthinking, wanting and looking for ways to control, is not serving you anymore. Walking around in a psychosomatic split is not the answer. We cannot disconnect our mind from our body any longer. Believing that simply thinking about the problems will bring the answer and create change in the way we do things is not really true. Your body is not the problem. Your primal responses that do exist for a purpose are the problem. The threats that our brain has evolved to protect us from are not the same threats that we actually experience in real time. At least typically they're not. But the nervous system doesn't know that. The nervous system doesn't know the difference between trying something new that feels scary and a car speeding towards us. So give yourself a break. But do know, have the awareness that it's going to be really challenging to expand your reach, to step into your calling, to increase your impact, embody your leadership, embrace your visibility, all of these things. It's going to be really challenging to do those if you are in a dysregulated body. If your body is controlled by the fear of your brain, through these unconscious nervous system responses and patterns, it is only focused on survival, not expansion. But deep and lasting change is absolutely possible. How would it feel to show up differently for yourself, for your children, your community, or your team? How would it feel to deeply trust your intuition? To know that you can remain anchored and rooted in yourself no matter what fear shows up or what curveball life throws your way. That it's safe and honestly imperative that you are seen in all of your you-ness, in all of your leadership, in all of your artistry, in all of your expression. The ability to feel safe in your body is absolutely essential for showing up for yourself and your mission. And even more essential to your ability and capacity to expand or evolve in a way that doesn't sabotage and derail you. So if any of this feels familiar, if you're like sitting here with your hand raised saying, I absolutely resonate with all of this, know that you're not alone. Know that you don't have to keep feeling stuck. Know that there is another way. And you can shift from following that fear to following your intuition. You absolutely can. These first few episodes, I'm going to dive more deeply into the ways our lack of trust in our body and lack of trust in ourselves keeps us from being the alive leaders that we long to be. So I hope you stick around, and don't forget to head over to Instagram at inbody.wetrust and drop in to say hi. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for being here. Before you go, don't forget to follow the show and leave a 5-star review so more listeners can tune in and learn to trust themselves. If you loved today's conversation, screen cap this episode and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at inbody.wetrust. I'd love to meet you and connect further. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant, and I will see you in the next episode.